This is TWiT.
Palmer Luckey, who is the guy who founded Oculus Rift and then sold out to Facebook for several billion. How many billions? Is it 3 point something? Huge. He's being sued by his previous employer, the appropriately named Total Recall Technologies. That is a good name for a VR company. They're in Hawaii. They say they hired Luckey to build a prototype in 2011. He worked for them for a year, latter half of 2011 into 2012. He got feedback and information to improve the design of the display, left, and then launched a Kickstarter campaign for his own head-mounted display called the Oculus Rift. They want compensation.
$2 billion.
$2 billion was the amount Facebook paid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, Oculus is a defendant as well. So.
Yeah, Silicon Valley. The Silicon Valley big event was last week, it was interesting. Luckey, he's pretty prickly.
He was
on the panel, and for a young guy, he's pretty prickly. They were talking about all that VR is getting these multiple uses, kind of like the ones we were talking about, like you know, SCAD and other things. You know, medical surgeons are using it so that you can learn, you know, how to do some of these things before you're messing with cadavers and stuff. All these kind of uses that are popping up all over the place right now. And he was not bullish on that at all. For him, it's like all about gaming and all this stuff.
I think he's kind of right.
Is people trying to justify where it's going and all of these kinds of things.
So he says it is gaming.
He says it's just gaming, and all these other things are wishful thinking.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that, but I think gaming is the obvious and best use for virtual reality, because the purpose of virtual reality is immersive, right?
Yeah, to block out the rest of the world.
Right.
As opposed to something like AR stuff, like what Microsoft's doing with HoloLens, is about annotating the actual world. And that's a very different, interesting thing. But VR is all about blocking out
but
the world.
The SCAD thing is VR, right? I mean, the idea that you could tour. I like the idea that you could tour somewhere and feel like, you know, you can look around and be part of it. So Oculus has an announcement in a couple of weeks, June 11th, Step Into the Rift, which I don't know if it's really that's not really a good tagline. That sounds like I'm going to fall. But what is this going to be the announcement of the commercial availability of something?
The weird thing is they're hyping this. Like they were hyping it last week again too, and it's not clear what they're doing. Like, what more is there to say? There's a commercial. Ship it, right? They've already said most of the details for that. Unless there's something else they're going to do, or I mean, the biggest thing that's missing is content, right? There has to be content you want to do. Unless, you know, my thought is just that unless they're making some announcements in terms of content and some, you know, maybe deals that they've signed.
They got to say, the next, you know, Call of Duty is going to have an Oculus Rift version.
It's got to be something like that, because otherwise, what's the hype? I don't understand what they could do to get me interested in it.
Why would I buy it? It's going to be expensive, too, right? I mean, it can't be cheap.
The SDK, you know, the one that they've got out right now is $400 for the hardware that they're essentially going to release to consumers or something similar to it. You know, it's $400. And so you got to think it's going to be in the $300-$500 range. It's not going to work with any, you know, of the gaming systems. It's not going to work with Xbox. It's not going to work with, you know, with Sony PlayStation. It's only going to be for high-end PCs. They just threw off Mac. You know, it really worked really crappy on Mac, as it were. So it's really only for, you know, PC gamers, which is what
they're saying. No Linux, no Mac. You have to have a pretty high-end gaming PC to power the Oculus Rift. That might be why Palmer Luckey is kind of saying, no, it's gaming. It's, at this point, it is gaming. It's you're going to be buying it as a peripheral for a gaming PC.
If you are not, I think you're going to be disappointed. If you're not a high-end, if you don't have a high-end gaming PC and you buy this thing, you know, you're probably going to be disappointed. I mean, we got one in, and we tested it on 7 different machines and could not get it to work until we installed it on like a really high-end desktop PC and tweaked it and tuned it and, you know, looked through forums to see, you know, to get it to work and to get it up to like 75 frames per second, which is what you need to not, you know, puke every time you look at the thing. And And it was not easy. And so they've got a long way to go in 6 months or so before they release it to the public, because right now, you know, trying to use this thing is a serious exercise and frustration.
I got a prediction, Owen J.J. Stone. It's not going to be the Oculus Rift. It's going to be the Oculus Beats. And it's going to be the tie-in with Beats headphones. It's going to have built-in Beats sound. What do you think?
You're muted.
The sound is exquisite coming back from Owen J.J. Stone.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, okay. There it is. I got you. So basically, do these people not talk to gamers? Because people that game, the reason they're on PC is because they want that speed and the access that you get from a computer. So I'm going to put something on my face. It's going to be janky and slow. Like, I don't understand. Like, stop making it. Give up. Your life is forfeit. And you're wasting your time.
No,
like,
they got $2 billion to make.
I don't care. People give people money all the time for stupid reasons. This is a stupid reason. You made something that only works on high-end PCs. The people that build their own computer and play games love the feel and the touch of the mouse and the speed of the game. I'm not going to put something on my eyes to make me slow down. And it just, I don't think it's going to work. And if that's the market you're marketing to, they've already spent all their money on their computer. They ain't got no money for no Oculus Rift.
Oh, that's not true. I see people who buy seats for driving games that move you around, and they've got pedals and a steering wheel. So, like, you're really driving on the Indy 500 or something like that.
Like I said, they spent all their money, Uncle Leo.
They've already bought that money. That was as real as it can get.
I mean, I imagine they're going to sell a lot of graphics cards, you know, and possibly even systems that are
high-end,
saying this works with Oculus Rift. I imagine they'll do that, but that's going to be the first wave, right? It's people with super high-end, they're willing to spend this money just for fun. But there's a long way to go from there to the mainstream, right? First off, it's only on PCs, not consoles, and you're going to have the high specs. And then, you know, maybe if it goes well, it trickles down, but they got to make software announcements, right? They got to have good software announcements.
If Palmer Luckey is right, it's just for gaming, why Facebook? Facebook must have seen more than just gaming in this thing. Why would they buy it? They're not, unless they plan to become a... I think Farmville in a 3D world would be just spectacular.
Well, if they feel that this is like foundational technology, that this is the leader in something that's going to be big, is it that different than Google investing a lot of money in self-driving cars or something? That's like, is that going to fit with what Google's doing with search? Maybe, maybe not. But if they feel like in 20 years or 30 years, self-driving cars is going to be a thing, why would you not want to own that? And they've got the money to spend. So I kind of feel like that's what Facebook did, is they've got the money to spend and they think VR is going to be something, probably. So why not buy the leader and see if you can use your money to push them?
You're right in one respect, Owen. If you're a gamer, what do you want? You want two things. You want high resolution and you want high frame rate. And it's very likely that the Rift, I mean, it'll be, well, it maybe it will be. They're saying, I think that the consumer version may be as much as 2560 by 1440. That's hard to do with two screens.
Well, but you're not just buying... You're not just buying frame rate and resolution, you're buying immersion, right? And I think that's the argument for the Oculus, is that it's giving you a different kind of immersion because you're not looking at a screen anymore and it's moving with your vision. I'm not sure I buy that, but that would be the argument, is that this is all about higher resolution, higher frame rates, or something like Oculus are all trying to get you to a more immersive gaming experience.
The current versions are much lower resolution, but I'm now seeing among gaming magazines and stuff that they think the consumer version will be that quad resolution. That'd be pretty impressive. If you can get the latency way down, frame rate up at that resolution, the computer, that's why you have to have a heavy duty computer.
And a perfect world, it'd probably be awesome. So I'd like to see it in a perfect world.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But you know, when you say something about smart cars, these smart cars, some of the people are lazy. They don't want to drive. That sounds like something that's useful. Like, I really would like to know what they think this is really going to do. Like, they must think this is going to change gaming. Someone sold them on, this is going to change the way we game.
Yes.
And then after gaming, we're going to attack other things.
But I like,
someone's been sold on, we're changing the game.
What about the metaverse? What about a 3D social world that we can all go? That's what I thought Facebook would want to do, right? This kind of simulated VR world.
What was that thing called?
Do you think Snow Crash? Basically, Mark Zuckerberg read Snow Crash and said, "This is it. Let's do it."
Thinking of Second Life.
Second Life. There it is. Yeah. I know a lot of people. Some people lost their families over Second Life. Man.
Really?
That was the original catfish, boy. You. And,
I have a friend who is a Second Life photographer.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know. I have a buddy who makes clothes for Second Life.
Yeah,
makes money. I'm like, wait, what?
He goes, okay, so you have an avatar in Second Life, and you get it all dolled up, right? And then apparently you can pose. Yep. And then he somehow gets screen grabs of people in their Second Life attire posing, and then he posts them on Facebook. It's very creepy.
America. America.
America. Exactly.
You can buy nude suits.
Oh, my.
No, you can buy a, because you can costume any your avatar in any way. They sell, like, nakedness, which is very strange. Like, you can't, your avatar is clothed by default, but if you wish, you can buy new clothing that look like you're naked.
So there's interesting, there is, there are some interesting VR social things. There's this thing called Converge in the long form article we did on VR. There's this, Converge is this virtual world. The cool thing about it is, like, it's Lord of the Rings. It's like Lothlorien.
I want to be an elf.
You sort of show up in there. And the cool thing, there's other people there hanging out. You sort of pick your, I don't know, character, whatever. And but there's virtual, it's a virtual meetup space. And so you go in there and you can have, you can have a meetup. And there's also like a theater. So you can go and somebody can actually give a presentation on that theater. And in the theater, and it'll go up on the screen in this sort of middle of the woods where there's this great screen. They also will watch YouTube videos together. They'll have like screens of movies in there. You can hang out, and it's sort of like a mystery science theater sort of thing. And yeah, it's interesting, and it is there is some something to it. I think this is why Facebook is into it, and they did talk about this at F8 a little bit. You know, that they see, you know, Facebook started out as text updates. Right now it's photos. Next, they kind of see video, and then they see VR as sort of they see the evolution of, status updates and those kind of things. I don't know that I buy that, because VR because it's so immersive, you know, whereas right now, you know, Facebook is kind of a drive-by thing. You can scan real quick and catch up on a lot of things and think with a lot of people.
Yeah, they want you to stay there forever, though. They want you to live there. Well, now, that would be one way to do that.
Now you're making me backtrack just a little bit, because I do think about all my friends that play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And I have the game. I played it for like weeks, and I stopped because people are addicted to it. And like, they have hangouts. Like,
yeah.
He's like, come check out my mansion.
That is
my
a virtual world. It's a game, but it's also a virtual world. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're all sitting in there showing each other their cars, and
World of Warcraft is social.
So I guess there's something to getting immersed in that situation. But like I said, perfect world tech. I need better stuff, and maybe that's what the announcement's going to be.
It's got to be truly immersive.
We finally fixed the problem.
Chumley in our chat room says you want an immersive Call of Duty Enlist. That's a good point. Very realistic.
That's funny. I should get that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, really? Here's Eve of Valkyrie, another tip from our chat room. This is a game designed to work with Oculus Rift. It's specifically for it, and I would bet that if they make an announcement on the 11th, this will be one of the things they'll show. This is pre-alpha gameplay footage captured with a VR headset. You could see even on the webpage that the fighter is wearing a headset, kind of a VR headset. You know, this looks a lot like one of those classic old Star Raiders games where you're sitting in a cockpit.
Yeah, it's from EVE Online.
This is EVE Online, exactly. Uh-huh. This is their VR version, Valkyrie, they call it.
You know what would be a fun game?
What?
If I could just put that headset on and have the screen that Tony Stark looks at, but actually see my TV and do stuff and stuff pops up on my screen.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to be Iron Man.
I got to get one. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Give me an Iron Man game and I'm in. If I could just like talk to Jarvis and have my stuff popping up. Okay. I'm buying
this
one.
This would be a better way to play.
They got me.
If you didn't,
I'm buying
if
a PC.
Did it make you
I'm
queasy.
Doing everything.
Right.
I feel like it would make me queasy. Now, I get queasy on the early edition Oculus Rifts. I had the Kickstarter version. And I've tried the second version, but I'm told that the new versions
say it's better.
Are higher resolution, less latency, and those are the things that make you a little queasy.
The higher the quality, supposedly, the less likely you are to get queasy. You know, I mean, the folks from HTC, you know, that are doing the new
they have
the Vive,
one too, don't they? Yeah,
yeah. They say on that one, there's nobody will get sick from it. They say the quality is so high, you know, it's like 75 FPS frames per second. Or more, and they said zero people will get sick from it. They're inviting, you know, ridicule, but that's how confident they are in the quality of what it's going to be.
This is pretty compelling. I mean, I could see getting sucked into a game like this.
Totally.
And being like living in this Star
That's the stuff that's going to be most exciting is the immersive world stuff. Like, World of Warcraft is a good example of that or something like this. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can look around. I mean,
well, this makes sense too because you're not walking; you're flying a flying a spaceship.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you don't have to deal with that other issue, which is you need to use controls to move.
Yeah.
And you can just look around. You're strapped into a chair, so it's a perfect analog for what you're actually.
That's what you'll have
to
do. You'll have constrained environments at first that will make sense.
Maybe you're in an X-wing fighter. If you can put me in an X-wing fighter, I could go take down the Death Star. You know, I'd probably be in.